Home for Thanksgiving. Samuel was not having a good week. The bank had denied him a loan to set up his freelance photography business. Then the brakes on his car failed. On top of that, his grandparents had unexpectedly asked the entire family to come home for a family reunion on Thanksgiving. "I can't afford this," he argued with himself. "I can barely pay for my car, not to mention a holiday plane ticket, while I'm saving for my new business license." But there seemed to be a tone of urgency in his grandfather's letter. He wouldn't have asked Samuel to come if it weren't important. He finally called the airline and booked a flight from New York to Seattle. Upon arrival at the departure gate, his stomach dropped as he read the dreaded words, "Departure canceled." He hurried to the airline service counter and explained his predicament. "I'm sorry, sir, but the only way you can get to Seattle today will be to fly out to Atlanta and catch a connecting flight from there to Seattle," replied the employee. Dismayed, Samuel agreed to pay the additional fee for a flight to Atlanta. As he sped down the concourse to catch his connecting flight, a teenager ran into him, knocking his bag out of his hand.
"Watch where you're going!" he shouted.
Samuel finally reached the gate just as the aircraft's doors were about to close. He reached for his boarding pass to show it to the gate attendant, only to discover his pocket was empty. He frantically felt his other pockets and then looked in his bag. Not only did he have no boarding pass, but his wallet was gone as well.
"This is impossible," he thought. "I just put it in my pocket when..."
Then he realized. He had put his wallet in his jacket pocket just as that teenager had bumped into him. That boy was a pickpocket. He quickly explained the situation to the attendant along with a description of the culprit. "I'll let security know," said the attendant, "but we can't hold this flight. You will have to stay until we are able to straighten this out."
"But my whole family is waiting for me. There must be something you can do," exclaimed Samuel.
"I'm sorry, sir, but circumstances are beyond our control," the attendant answered. "We will reassign you to another flight as soon as we can." By the time Samuel finally reached his grandparents' house, it was late and all the lights in the house were turned off. "I completely missed Thanksgiving," he thought. Wearily, he climbed the steps and pushed open the old front door. Lights exploded all over the house.
"Surprise!"
shouted a roomful of Samuel's family. Shocked and stunned, Samuel looked up to see his aunts, uncles, cousins, parents, and grandparents. His grandfather stepped forward and said, "We decided it wasn't Thanksgiving until everyone was here, so we waited until you arrived." As they sat down to an enormous meal, each family member reminisced about the past year and told something they were thankful for. When it was his grandfather's turn, he stood up and addressed everyone. "I am thankful for a good life, a great business, and a wonderful family, all of whom were able to make it home for Thanksgiving. This is an exceedingly special Thanksgiving because of some important news I have to share. Last month, I sold my business for twice its worth to some entrepreneurs. So, as a special gift, you each will be receiving $10,000. Thank you so much for making this one of the most special Thanksgivings this family has ever had." Vocabulary focus: freelance, urgency, predicament, dismayed, culprit, warily, reminisce.